Lecture topic, extinguishing Na with Noor.
Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, one couplet of his, in which he, the first line of it, he asks a question and he gives the answer. This was his kamal, that in the short line, he posed the question and he gave the answer as well. The question was, that Nare Shahwat Che Kushad, this is in Farsi, that this Nar and this fire of Shahwat, what is going to extinguish it? What is going to control it? Now, this is a question. Now, there's a very short space left in this line in terms of the how the poetry and whatever the scales of poetry go. So the space that was left was a very short space. In that short space, he gave the answer. That the answer is Noor-e Khuda. That what's going to control this and what's going to put the brakes on this? The Noor from the side of Allah Ta'ala, the Noor that comes through Taqwa, the Noor that comes through the Zikr of Allah Ta'ala, through Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, through righteousness, that fills the heart with Noor. So one is Nar, one is fire, and this is Noor. So now the question is, again will come, that how is this Noor going to extinguish Nar? This Nar is fire, it's a different entity altogether, and this Noor is something else. So he then, in the next line of that couplet, he explains how this happens. He said, Noor-e Ibrahim, Ra Saz, Osta, that the Noor of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, bring that into you. Meaning he had this Noor filled in him, so that Nar and fire of Namrud got extinguished with this Noor of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was in that fire, but that fire didn't harm him in any way, because this Noor overcame that Nar. And this Noor, when Noor comes in the heart, that Nar has got an alif. The alif goes upwards. But the Noor has got a waw. Now this is all just nikat points which are extracted from it. Shafiq Makhtasab Rahmatullah Ali, he explained this, that this Noor, when Noor comes, then this waw is, it's turning downwards, meaning it creates humility. This Noor will create humility. But if the person has this fire in him, this pride in him, then this will take him in a different direction. So to the extent that he brings his Noor, this will create the tawazu also. And this will control all these base qualities within him. So the lesson in all this is to increase bringing this Noor in the heart. The Noor get extinguished with sin, with the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. To the extent that the heart is engaged in Allah's remembrance, the heart is engaged in the contemplation of things that create the ma'rifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the amal that bring this Noor, to that extent, this Nar of Shahwat will be controlled. And if this Noor is missing, now imagine, one is to control this, we have to increase the Noor. Imagine a person is now missing all his amal, his zikr is missed, his tilawat is missed, he's sitting in gatherings where there's obscene talk taking place, there's all kinds of other things happening. He's engaging his heart and mind in things that are wrong. So now where is any Noor going to come? Rather, he is going to stoke that fire even more. And he's going to increase open the doorway to Shaitan even greater, and Shaitan will stoke that fire even more. So this becomes then a very, very big problem, because a person then is controlled by this. He is no more in control. He wants to be in control, he has to control it only in one way. The Noor that comes from the side of Allah Ta'ala, and it comes through these amal. So you should never ever allow that to be missed. Our tasbihat, our tilawat of the Quran Sharif, nawafil. This is all extremely important and necessary. This is what fills the heart with that Noor. Allah Ta'ala.